They are obedient, never commit sins, fulfill every command of Allah. Angels of Allah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, welcome once again in our series of World of Angels, in which we learn about the amazing events and facts of Malaika, of angels. Today, inshallah, we'll be talking about a very interesting topic, as usual. This topic is about an extremely intimate angel of Allah Azza wa Jal. This very angel holds immense rank and status in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is this angel? This angel is famous with the name of Israfil. So our today's topic is about Hazrat Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu salam. In the previous episodes, we've heard about Hazrat Sayyiduna Jibra'il and Mika'il alayhi salam. Today, we will provide you the information about Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, and the account of Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam is very interesting. Please stay tuned into Madani Channel and inshallah you will attain immense knowledge. But before continuing onto the events of Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, let's listen to the virtue of Salat al-Nabi. Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated that when the day of Thursday arrives, Allah Azza wa Jal sends His angels who have papers made with silver and pens made of gold. They write the names of those who recite durood, salat upon me in abundance on the day of Thursday and the night of Friday. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Wahhab alayhi rahmatullahi al-qahar narrates that after creating the trumpet with white pearls and with like a clean glass, Allah Azza wa Jalla said to Arsh, take it. Upon this, the trumpet was hung with the Arsh. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla said, kun. Upon this, Hazrat Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam got created. He alayhi salam was told to take the trumpet, therefore he took it. Now he is in wait of when he will be ordered to blow the trumpet. It is further stated in another narration, in another hadith mubarakah, which is narrated on the authority of Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala an, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that what a great reward there is upon Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wa sallam, as he is the one with the trumpet. Furthermore, he has placed the trumpet in his mouth. His forehead is bowed down and is awaiting to hear the command to blow the trumpet. So the blessed forehead of Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salam is bowed down with the trumpet in his mouth, and he is waiting for the command for to blow the trumpet. The Blessed Companion, the Alayhi Muridwan, humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, what wird shall we perform? What tasbih shall we perform? The beloved Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, replied, that you should recite, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel, alallahi tawakkalna. Furthermore, it is narrated in Bahar-e-Shariat that Hazrat Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam will be commanded to blow the trumpet. At first, the noise will be very little. This is depicting the scene of the Day of Judgment, how it will all begin. At first, the noise will be very little and it will gradually increase. People will listen to it with full ears and will ultimately fall down unconscious and will die. Sky, earth, mountains, even the trumpet itself, Hazrat Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salam, and all the angels alayhi salatu salam will perish. At that time, no one will exist except Allah Azza wa Jal. He Azza wa Jal will say, whose kingdom is it today? Where are Jabbareen, those arrogant people? Where are they? Where are the arrogant ones? But who will be there to reply? All would have been perished by them. Then Allah Azza wa Jal will say himself that today is the kingdom of Allahu wahdahu la sharika lah. Then when Allah Azza wa Jal wills, He Azza wa Jal will resurrect Hazrat Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam. He Azza wa Jal will create the trumpet again and will command again to blow it. So the trumpet will be created again, because at the first instance it would have been perished as well. Everything will be perished. But then when Allah Azza wa Jal will win, then Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salam will get resurrected and Allah Azza wa Jal will also create the trumpet again. Then Allah Azza wa Jal will command for the trumpet to be blown again. As soon as the trumpet will be blown, all the mankind, jinns, angels, animals, and everyone will come back to existence. Moreover, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will be the first one to be raised from his blessed grave. And how he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will be raised? He alayhi salatu wa sallam will be raised in a way that he alayhi salatu wa sallam will have the hand of Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in his right hand and the hand of Sayyidina Umar Faruq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in his left hand. Then Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will take all those who are buried in the graves of Makkah and Medina and go to the plains of Mahshar, to the plains of Judgment Day. It is stated in another narration that Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, since the holder of trumpet is created, i.e. Hazrat Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salam, has the responsibility of the trumpet, he is continuously watching the arsh and is on the alert that when the command to blow the trumpet is issued, he does not blink his eye that what if the command to blow the trumpet is issued by the time he blinks his eye. Both his eyes are like shining stars. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, you would remember that in our previous episodes, we mentioned the real names of Hazrat Sayyiduna Jibra'il alayhi salam and Hazrat Sayyiduna Mika'il alayhi salam. Similarly, the real name of Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam is not commonly known. Same as the case with Sayyiduna Jibra'il alayhi salam and Sayyiduna Mika'il alayhi salam. And over here, same is the case with Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu salam. Therefore, Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Umama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that the name of Jibra'il alayhi salam is Abdullah, the name of Mika'il alayhi salam is Ubaidullah, and the name of Hazrat Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salam is Abdul Rahman. So we come to know that the real name of Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu salam is Abdul Rahman. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that once a Jew came in the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and said, tell me the name of that angel who is closest to Allah Azza wa Jal, who has attained the most proximity to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed beloved Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam with immense knowledge, with the knowledge of ghaib, with the knowledge of unseen. Therefore, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied that the closest to Allah Azza wa Jal is Israfil, then Jibra'il, then Mika'il, and then Malakul Maut alayhim salam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that the holder of trumpet is Israfil. To his right is Hazrat Jibra'il, and to his left is Hazrat Mika'il alayhim salam. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, where we come to know the excellence and grandeur of Hazrat Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam through all these narrations, at the same time we also come to learn the grandeur and the majesty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. As we previously mentioned that Hazrat Sayyiduna Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam came in the course of various Rasuls and Nabis, but most number of times Hazrat Sayyiduna Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam came in the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. That's why brother of Ala Hazrat Maulana Hasan Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman depicts Hazrat Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam's hazri presence in the court of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam in the following couplet, that be liqai yaar unko chain aa jata agar bar bar aate na yu Jibril sidra chhod kar. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, as we are talking about the greatness and excellence of Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salatu wa sallam, meanwhile the excellence of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is also being highlighted. So we come to know that Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salatu wa sallam came in the course of various Rasuls and Nabis, and the most he came in the bargah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But Hazrat Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salatu wa sallam is that angel of Allah azza wa jal who did not go in the court of any Nabi, in the court of any Nabi except one. And do you know which Nabi that is? It is yours and mine. Mercy of the mankind, the most generous and kind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That Hazrat Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam didn't go to any other Nabi apart from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So we're talking about the excellences of Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, at the same time it proves to be the excellence of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as well. As even the closest angel to Allah azza wa jal does not remain deprived of presenting himself in the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala anhu stated, the most intimate angel to Allah azza wa jal is Israfil alayhi salam. The most intimate, closest angel to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Hazrat Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salam. He has four wings, one in the east, second in the west, third one is hanging, and the fourth is in the middle of Lawh-e Mahfuz. When Allah Azza wa Jal intends to reveal a wahi upon him, then Lawh-e Mahfuz strikes on his forehead. Upon this, Hazrat Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam raises his head and looks up. So whatever command he finds on Lawh-e Mahfuz, he calls Sayyiduna Jibra'il alayhi salam. And Sayyiduna Jibra'il alayhi salam says labbaik and comes to him. Hazrat Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salam says that Allah azza wa jal has issued this command. Then Hazrat Jibra'il alayhi salam descends on the earth with that command. So those skies that he passes through, the dwellers of those skies tremble with the fear of the judgment day, thinking that the command for the day of judgment has been issued. Perhaps the command has been issued to establish the judgment day, to the extent that Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam says, do not worry. This is a command of Haqq from Haqq. Then he alayhi salam descends on earth and brings the wahi upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. This narration mentions the account of Zamanai Nabuwat, of the time when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam was physically present in this world, when Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam physically blessed this earth. At that time when Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam used to descend with wahi, this incident actually speaks about that time. This is how wahi was revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That Israfil alayhi salam would call upon Jibreel alayhi salam, and then he alayhi salam would come in the blessed court of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam with the wahi. Dear Islamic brothers and the views of Madani channel, let's listen to another account which holds immense Madani pearls for us to learn from. Therefore, Hazrat Sayyidina Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala mentions that beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, I said to Jibreel alayhi salam, that what is the reason that I've never seen Israfil laugh? Jibreel alayhi salam humbly replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, since Allah azza wa jal has created hell, I have never seen that angel, meaning Israfil alayhi salam, laugh. Even innocent, sinless angels have such immense fear of hell in their hearts. It is as such that these innocent, sinless angels forget to laugh due to the fear of hell. My dear Islamic brothers, despite committing sins day in, day out, we should be fearing even more than these angels. These angels are sinless. They don't have the power to commit sins. But we, despite committing sins, we don't have the fear of hell in our hearts. This fear, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, will prevent us from committing sins on daily basis. So we should also remain fear stricken over the fear of hell. We should also develop the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal and His punishment in our hearts. Sallu ala al Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Uzai rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated that when Hazrat Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salam recites tasbih, well, all the angels, they recite tasbih, but when Israfil alayhi salam recites tasbih, then all the angels, they stop their tasbih to listen to the tasbih of Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam. Why do they do this? Why do they stop their tasbih and listen to the tasbih of Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salatu salam? Let's get the answer to this from this following narration. That Imam Uzai rahmatullahi ta'ala narrates that no one has more beautiful voice than the voice of Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam among the creation of Allah azza wa jal. When he alayhi salam recites his tasbih, then the angels of all seven skies stop reciting their tasbih and prayers and engage in listening to the tasbih of Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam. Hazrat Sayyidina Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the following hadith has reached us that Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam calls out for adhan for the dwellers of sky. This is also his speciality. He calls out adhan 12 times in the day and night. All angels of the seven skies hear his adhan except humans and jinns. After his adhan, a great angel leads them in salah. He further states that it has reached us that Hazrat Sayyidina Mika'il alayhi salam leads the salah in Bayt al-Ma'mur. We covered this in our previous episode as well. That Sayyidina Mika'il alayhi salatu wasalam leads them in salah in Bayt al-Ma'mur. And what is Bayt al-Ma'mur? This is the qibla of angels in sky. But the one who calls out the azan among the angels of the sky is Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam. My dear Islami brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, when Allah Azza wa Jal called beloved Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam for Mi'raj, then what a grandeur and majesty he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had. Listen to this with concentration. Therefore, it is narrated in Hakayatein aur Nasihatein, a publication of Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat Islami, that some scholars say that when Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went for Mi'raj on Shab-e Mi'raj, then the state of his grandeur and majesty was such that his companion was Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, who is Sardarul Malaika, the chief of angels, and Hazrat Mika'il alayhi salatu wasalam held the rein of his riding, and the Damane Rahmat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was held by Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salam. Moreover, Allah Azza wa Jal himself was the one who invited and called his beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So we see that the most intimate angels among all the angels those angels who are the most dignified among all the angels in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal had been appointed to serve Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam at the night of Mi'raj. So we come to know the grandeur, the majesty and the status of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam from this as well. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala mentions in Miratul Manajih that some scholars have said that Lohe Mahfuz, the sacred tablet, is the forehead of Hazrat Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam. Moreover, all affairs are inscribed in it. Furthermore, Hazrat Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam is the angel, is the leader of all the angels of Arsh. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Moreover, another beautiful narration is mentioned in Fatawa Razaviyya Sharif. Vima Aqa Ni'mat, Imam Ahle Sunnat, Revivalist of Sunnah, the Eradicator of Bid'ah, Scholar of Sharia, Guide of Tariqah, Al-Hajj, Al-Hafiz, Al-Qari, Al-Mufti, Al-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul Rahman narrates that the one who invited one person, fed him, etc., is as though as he invited Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. So the one who invites someone and feeds him, etc., is like he who invited Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And the one who invited two people is as though as he invited Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Hazrat Sayyidatuna Hawa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And the one who invited three Muslims is as though as if he invited Hazrat Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salam, Hazrat Sayyidina Mika'il alayhi salam, and Hazrat Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam. So my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, you see how rewarding it is to look after, invite and feed our fellow Muslims, our Islamic brothers. So we shall also look after the needs of our Islamic brothers and feed them with nice food, with good intentions. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we will see abundant blessings because of this being bestowed upon us in this world and in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, as we are talking about the greatness, the majesty, the rank, the status of Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, because we are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, through everything, we should look into those things from where we can get to see the status, the rank, the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So as we've covered the topic of Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, we've come to know about various virtues and fada'il of Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam today. At the meantime, we also come to know about the excellence, majesty, rank, status of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Just think to the fact that Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam is among those angels who never went to the court of any prophet. His rank is such that he is the leader of the Malaika of Arsh, the leader of the angels of Arsh. He is among those angels who is very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is among those angels who will be among the last four existing beings when the whole humanity, everything will perish on the day of judgment. This is his rank, this is his dignity. Some scholars say that Lohe Mahfuz is on his forehead. He possesses such fear of Allah Azza wa Jal in his heart that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says that I've never seen him laugh. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam says that I've never seen him laugh since the hell has been created. And he has his head bowed down. He has his head bowed down and he's waiting for the call of trumpet to be blown. This is the shan, the status, the dignity of Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam. Then imagine the shan, the status, the dignity, the excellence of that Nabi whose bargah is the only one in which Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam presented himself. He alayhi salatu wasalam never came in the bargah of any other prophet other than the bargah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. What shan would our beloved Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam possess? That's why my Aqa Niamat Imam Ahle Sunnat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala they say, Sabse Aula O A'la Hamara Nabi, Sabse Bala O A'la Hamara Nabi. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala bless us with steadfastness on Deen Iman, and may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala give us the ability to stay tuned into Madani Channel and gain the treasure of knowledge of Deen. Allahumma Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wa Sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.